We want to discuss making a sukkah inside of a house,
which has a lot of different ramifications. Al pi halacha, first of all, the makor of this is the Gemara on Daf Tesra Beis. The Mishnah says, Mishnah actually says explicitly that if you build a sukkah under a house, you're not yotze. Mishnah says on Tesra Beis on the top, ha'osu sukkoso tachas ha'ilon, kilu osu b'toch ha'bayis. So if you make a sukkah under a tree, it's possible. Why? Because it's as if you made it under the house. So obviously the Mishnah is assuming is a double poshit, that if you make a sukkah under a house, you're not yotze. Because if you make a sukkah under a tree, it's like making a sukkah under a house, and then we assume that it's possible. And the Gemara on Testament Beis says explicitly, Ton Rabbanan, Basukas Teshu, makes the following drasha. Lo basukkah tachas asukkah, lo basukkah tachas ha'ilon, lo basukkah shebtoch ha'bayis. There are three things that are possible from the drasha of basukkahs. Number one, a sukkah under a sukkah, sukkah under a tree, and also sukkah in a bayis. Now, why is a sukkah in a house possible? You build a sukkah in a house, why talk is it possible? So, the pashtus is, and Rashi writes here in two places here on Testament Beis, is that there's a problem of shnei schachim. You cannot have two schachs above you. Even if the material of the schach would be kosher, it's a problem called shnei schachim. You have to sit in a sukkah that has only one schach. If you sit on a sukkah that has two layers, then it's considered to be a problem. So that's the pashtus why a sukkah's betoch habayis is possible. There is a bala iter in the Aseres Adibros in Chelik Dal Dibramaska Ravi Daf Pe Gimel Beis that says a sukkah tachas habayis is possible not because of shnei schachim, because you're not sitting in the tzel of a sukkah, you're sitting in a schach posel. You're not sitting under schach that's kosher. You're sitting under schach that's posel, in the shade of schach that's posel. Tzel. So either it's a problem of shnei schachim, or it's a problem not sitting under a shadow of schach that is what kosher. Two different reasons given in the Rishon and why it's not a posel. Aye, but doesn't the Gemara quote we just said that it's a problem of sukkah shnei schachim? So the Rav Yah writes, not true. The Rav Yah writes, the Marsha writes, the Iker Drasha is sukkah tachas a sukkah. The Brisa just brings sukkah tachas ilan and tocha bayis derech agav, because those are also psulim of sukkah tachas a sukkah. But the real Iker psul is because of what? Is because of the tzel, the shadow from schach posel. It just lumped together, but the Iker drash is because of the din of what? The din of sukkah tachas what? Sukkah tachas a sukkah. That's the Indian that the Brisa quotes it. But sukkah tachas a ilan tocha bayis is something else that's based on what shade of a schach posel. So no matter how you slice it, sukkah tocha bayis is psula. It's enough in the Mishnah. The Brisa has an Hasbro. Two approaches in Rishon and why it's possible. I want to just note that you can envision two different types of cases in a sukkah tachas habayis. What would those two cases be? So it's interesting that in the Brisa and Testament Beis that we gave, it seems like they're equally problematic. Sukkah tachas sukkah, sukkah tachas habayis, sukkah tachas ha'ilun. But in the Mishnah we read, it seemed to be very clearly that sukkah tachas ha'ilon is possible like sukkah tocha bayis, meaning tocha bayis is the makor, is the more poshut din, right? Because you're saying sukkah tachas ha'ilon is like the sukkah tachas bayis. So when you say A is like B, then the assumption is that B is more poshut. So the Sfasemis already in sukkah and Testament Beis picks up on this, and he points out the following. That is a very, very beautiful hesber. And what it does for us is it creates two different situations. Meaning to say, the Sfasemis says, the Bryce and the Mishnah seem to be implying different things. So he says the following. He says, what are we talking about when we talk about sukkah tachas habayis? He says, the psul is you build a beautiful sukkah in your living room, but what do you build? So you don't build any walls. You don't build any wals. So the poshup shot is that's the chiddush. The Bryce is talking about a case where you build a beautiful sukkah in your living room with walls, with a schach. So maybe I'd have a havamina that I'm not living in the comfort of my house because I'm boxing myself in. I have walls, I have a schach in my living room. That's what the Bryce is talking about. I would have a havamina that maybe it's not so comfortable. Since it's not so comfortable, maybe what? Maybe it shouldn't be a problem. Kamashamalan, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem. You need a special pasuk to pasul what the sukkah tachas avais. That's what the Bryce is talking about. But what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about what you do in your living room, what you did in your living room. You didn't make walls. All you did was what? Put up a schach without, you put up a suspended schach that I don't mechitzes. I'm just what? Putting the schach under a roof. So therefore, that's pasha to the Mishnah that that's possible. So the Mishnah, when it said, sukkah tachas ha'ilin is possible, ken sukkah toch habayis, sukkah toch habayis is talking about all you did in your living room was put what? Is put schach in your living room. So that's davar pasha that it's possible. The Bryce on Testament Bays, David, was talking about what? Was talking about the scenario where you actually, in your living room, made mechitzas, made walls. I did constrict myself. My living room is sprawling, it's huge. But by building a sukkah in my living room, I constricted myself. So therefore, I would think, you know what? I made a little bit of a dira eroi. Maybe it's good kamashman. It's still bad because it's what? It's tachas what? It's tachas chach. And therefore, tachas agag, and therefore it's psula. So that's what we talk about when we talk about sukkah tachas habayis. You can envision two cases, but no doubt they're both possible, one being more simple than the other, and that's what Testament Beis and the two approaches in the Rishonim, is it because of shnei schachim, or is it because of what, the tzel, the shadows coming from schach possible, not from schach kosher. I remember of Shechter Shlita told us a story from his father's atzal, when he was a rav in Philadelphia. I guess there, in the conservative shul there was a Gabbai in the conservative shul was friendly with Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter's father was the Rav of obviously the Orthodox shul. And I guess they had a new Rav they brought in, the conservative Rav, in the shul, the conservative, older conservative Rav retired, and they brought a new one in. And the Gabbai of this conservative shul wanted to show the new Rav that he knew how to learn. So they built a sukkah, and they built a sukkah in a certain manner that maybe there was a problem with the schach or a problem with the sukkah that it wasn't going to, you know, whatever the problem was with the sukkah. So, you know, the Gabbai called Rav Shechter to ask him to Shiloh, and Rav Shechter's father to ask him to Shiloh, and so he showed it to him, and so Rav Shechter's father said, the sukkah's inside the shul. So the Gabbai said, forget about that. I'm not worried about that. I want to know about what this other detail that I'm asking you about. Because he wanted to show the new Rav, but it was the sukkah toch habayis. Sukkah toch habayis is not yotzeh. So it's an interesting story. I remember Rav Shechter told us that story about sukkah toch habayis. But in Mahaya Slicit, both the scenarios we gave are takapsu. So I want to go weiter now with this Shiloh that comes up. So is there any scenario that we could somehow give that maybe the sukkah toch habayis would be good, but it's not toch habayis? Let's say I build a nice sukkah in my living room, and you want to surprise your parents, or someone wants to surprise their wife, and they come down in the morning here of sukkahs, and someone had built a sukkah already in the living room, and they thought it was just a makeup thing, but they pop a hole in the roof. Is that sukkah going to be ksheir? Is that sukkah going to be ksheir? Because no longer is it tachas habayis. It's no longer tachas agag, it's tachas karakia. Because you took a drill, whatever it is, and you mamish made a hole in the top of the sukkah, the whole perimeter of the sukkah, and now is that good or not? Now, keep in mind, I built the what sukkah beforehand, and I make the hole afterwards. So what's the story with that? So this Shiloh is germane to the first kasha in Masechta Sukkah. The very first kasha in the whole Masechta is germane to this Shiloh. The Mishnah we know in Sukkah writes that a sukkah l'mala mi'eshim amma, an amma is a foot and a half, pasha is 30 feet, is psul, according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yudah say it's ksheru. Okay. So there's a Mishnah in Maseches Erevin, and Daf Bezimav, also the beginning of Maseches Erevin, says a mavui we know is you have all the chatzeris pour into it, and you walk from the mavui to Rosh Hashanah. There's a concern if you carry from there to Rosh Hashanah, it will be an Isser. And therefore, to remind you, they used to make a kura of horizontal board that would be a reminder that people would not carry from the Mavui to Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Pashta says it's a, you know, the Mavui is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Pashup Shot, and therefore it could be a serious issue, it would be an issue of Yeraisa. So the Kura is a recognizable recognition that will stop you from carrying. So if the Kura is higher than 20 Amas, it's also a problem. So what do the Chachamim say in the Mishnah in Erevin? It says, Yima'et, lower it. If you had it too high, 25 Amas high, lower the Mavui, lower the Kura. And Reb Yudah says, you don't have to. So it's a Machlaikis, very similar Machlaikis that we have here in the Mishnah Sukkah. So the Gemara is bothered by Akasha. The Gemara is bothered by Maishno Gavi Sukkah de Tani Psulo, Umaishno Gavi Manu de Tani Takanta. Why is it that when it comes to Sukkah, did it teach the word Psula, and when it came to Mavui, it taught the word Yema'et, lower it? Why the difference in language? Okay, everyone understand that, Kasha? That was the Gemara, it's a very clear Kasha. It happens to be a Machloikis, let's just note it. It's clearly, this is Maseches Sukkah that we're learning, the Gemara is clearly asking on Sukkah, why did it use a Lashon of Psul? It's a Machloikis, the Ritva and the Ra'ah, whether the Gemara is also asking on Mavui, why did it say Yemayit and not Pusul? So Machloikis Rishon and Ritva and Ra'ah, is the Kasha only on Sukkah or was it on both? In fact, the Ra'ah is of the opinion that Gemara's Kasha was only on Sukkah. Why did we use a Lashon of Psul and not a Lashon of Yemayit? Because by Mavui, there's no Chiv to put up a what? An Erev. There's no Chiv. It just would be usher to carry. There's no Chiv to do that. So therefore, the Ra'ah says the Gemara's only asking on the Sukkah. Sukkah, you have to sit in a Sukkah that's Sherev. So therefore, the Gemara's only asking on, it's also Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara's only asking on the Lashon and our Masechta, why did it say Psul? It should have said Yemayit. But it wasn't asking on Mavui, because if you ask on Mavui, it's working with the assumption that you have to put up an Erev. There is no Chiyuv to put up an Erev. However, the Ritva learns not that way. The Ritva learns that the Kasha is going on both. And you have to say, like Shetha taught us, that one of the jobs of Rav is to put up an Erev, to make sure that people are not nichshol. So it could be that the Ritva was coming from that type, the Gemara was asking on Sukkah and Mavui, why on Sukkah doesn't it teach Yemayit, and why by Mavui doesn't it teach the Lashon of Pusul? Okay? So, which is kind of like saying that you failed with your rules and regulations, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So that's a Machlokes Ritva in the Ra'ah, whether the Kasha is just on Sukkah, or was the Kasha both on Sukkah and on Mishnah and Erevin. But what do you see Klor? You see Klor from this Kasha of the Gemara, that the Gemara is insisting that if you have a Sukkah that the Schach is 30 Yamas high, higher than 20, that lower it. Yema'et. What does the word Yema'et mean? Lower it down. That means you could take a sukkah that was built, that's 30 Amas high, and rectify it and fix it by lowering it down to what? 19 Amas. Now, isn't that Kasha assuming? Says the Marami Rutenberg B'Feirish. In Chelik Dalin, the Marami Rutenberg writes B'Feirish. He says, in Chelik Dalet, I'll give you the exact Maramakom. The Marami Rutenberg has this stunning Chiddush. He says, Chelik Dalet, Simen Kuf Pei Beis. He wants to say a tremendous Chiddush, that just like the Gemara asked this Kasha, you can lower it from 30 to 19, you should be able to build your sukkah in your living room, and then pop a hole there, and it's not a problem. What's the issue? There's a principle called Tasa Velomin Asui, which means the Pashtus is, the Mishnah has later on at Tet Vavamad Aleph, that if you have a haystack, you're not allowed to carve out the haystack in order to make it what? Make a sukkah. Because the Pashtus of the definition of Tasa Velomin Asui means that the last thing that you should do for your sukkah is to put the schach up. Now, in the haystack case, that wasn't the last thing you did. You carved out walls. You carved out the what? The hollow space of the sukkah. That's why it's Tassav L'Nosim. That's Tet Vavim Adav. Hachote Nisagadish is Psula. That's the Mishnah right here on Tet Vavim Adav in the bottom of the Yomid. It says, Hachote Nisagadish Lasos Lo Sukkah Ain't a Sukkah. That's the din of Tasev Lomin Asu. So, says the Rami Rutenberg, a tremendous Chiddush here. He says, if the Gemara is proposing the first Kashin Mesechet Sukkah, in the whole Mesechta, that if you have a Sukkah that's 30 Amos high, lower it to 19, say the word Yema'et. Everyone agrees the Kash is on Sukkah. Machloik is written for us, the Gemara asking also on the Mishnah Erevin. But it's clear the Gemara is asking on Sukkah, so if you have a Sukkah that's 30 Amos high, it's saying Yema'et. What do you mean Yema'et? Lower 30, 19, isn't that a problem with Tassel and Lashon? No, it's not. You see, Chlor from the Gemara, is insisting to say it. Says the Marami Burg, if that's okay, so says the Marami Burg, we build a sukkah in your living room, pop open the roof, it's fine. That's the Chiddush Nifla of the Marami Burg. And the truth is, the Or Zeruah, in Chelek Beis Simen Reish Pei Tes, points out that this is a machloikis between the Rav Baruch Regensburg, who claims that it's puzzle. He says it's a problem of Tassim Lanos in the living room case, against the Ria Lovin, who's Machsher. And the Arzaruah concludes, like the Ria Lovin, to be Machsher, and this is quoted in the Ramah, Simen Tofrei Shchav Vav Siv Beis, that it is kosher. That it is kosher. The living room case, where you pop open the roof. Based on the first kash in the Masechta, this is all we want to be Mechadish. Yes, go ahead.
The cases don't seem to be analogous.
Oh, so let's think. Let's think.
By your ma'ed, you actually fixed the schach. You moved the schach. By the roof, you didn't touch the schach.
Oh, one could suggest the following. What's the nekudas amachlekes in this Rishonim? Is schach l'maylim yesim ama? Is it like metal? Or is it fine schach? It's fine schach. What does schach have to be? Has to be detached from the ground. Has to be some stamakabal tumah, and it has to be what gidule wat karka. Has to grow from the ground. It's just too high. In Rabba's approach perspective, it's a problem of shlita sayin. There's no recognition. It's a problem in the gavra, but the chefs is fine. So it was 30 and lower to 19. It's not intrinsically a problem. Also, the sukkah you built in a living room. There's nothing intrinsically a problem with it. Pop open the roof, it's fine. That's the conclusion, or Zeruah, the Ramah, and the Marami Rutenberg. Halacha was against the what Rav Baruch Regensburg. Because Al-Pi Halacha, they felt that there's nothing internally, intrinsically proud with the Schach. Memegla what? This is not Tassim Lassim. What we're doing is external, extrinsic repairs. And therefore, it's not going to be what? It's not going to be halachically passeled by the principle of Tassalon Asui. However, Rav Baruch Regensburg says not that way. Rav Baruch Regensburg says the sukkah that is considered to be toch avayis, that's a psul. That schach, when it was tachas agag, was problematic. That was problematic. Even though we said physically and intrinsically not a problem. However, when you go from 30 to 19, that everyone agrees is not a problem. Because why? There's no real problem intrinsically with the sukkah, the schach that's higher than 20. It's just I lowered it. It's a problem in the gavra. The question is the schach inside the house, is that deemed as being schach posel? Or is that deemed as being what? Or is that deemed as being what? No, it's just a problem what that there's something extrinsic on top of it. But there's no doubt that from the first kasha of the Masechta, the Gemara clearly viewed lowering of 30-19 is not a problem of Tassav Lomonosi. Question is, can you make the equation to our case of the sukkah in the living room? That's what that's what I want to bring out. So do you view that as being the sukkah tachas abayis, is that considered to be like metal? Or is that going to be considered to be what? Something that's just a chisaron and what? A chisaron in the gava of shlita sayin. That's the nekudas amachlekes. But what's clear from the Gemara, and that's the way we paskin taka, is that if it's too high, that's not a chisaron of tassel lanos. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with the schach. Question is when it's inside the house, that's the issue. Yeah, go ahead.
How can you make the equation? You did a whole new maisa when you lowered the schach.
Right.
So it's like, dichli, the schach is nitche, now pasel katza. I don't understand.
I'm saying that when you lowered it, halacha lemaisa, when you lowered it, you did a whole new maisa, that's correct. But the sukkah was already built. So you lowered the schach, right? But is that a possibility of saying that's tassel lomid asu? Maybe you have to put together the whole sukkah again. That's what I would have thought. Kamashulan, the chiddush is, no, that's not a problem. That's what you see from the premise of the first kasha of the Gemara in the Masechta. You might have thought, yes, maybe you have to re-put up the walls. Shkoyach, it's a new maisa, but it's a new maisa, but maybe you have to put up whole new walls. A sukkah without walls, not a sukkah.
That's the psalm of tassel and asu. You take the schach pasul and you pasul it without doing anything.
Right, but also you define it as being that the last thing that you do, tassel and asu means the last thing you do is you put the what? Is you put the schach up. That's what it means. You have to put the schach. The last thing you do is put the schach to make it kosher. If I carve out the haystack, right, that's pasul because that wasn't the last thing I did putting the schach. The last thing I did was carve it out. When the last thing is carved out, that's a psul. If I do the schach properly, then that's tassel asu. So the answer is exactly what you're saying. The fact that I lowered it is not a problem. But I might have said, halacha lomaisa, I might have said that this is considered to be what? A sukkah that has to be redone because it was put up in a fashion where the schach is too high. The answer is that no, since I'm fixing the schach, and that's the last thing that I'm doing, that gets me out of the problem of tassel lomid asui. So that's clear from the Gemara. The question is, can you extend that to the sukkah inside the house? So that's the machlokes between Rav Baruch and Regensburg and the Ri'ah Lovin. And the Zerud Maramurg say, and the Ramos say, that it's kosher. Because we distinguish, we say that why not equate them? We don't assume the schach tachas abayis is viewed as what is being viewed as being schach pasul. It was a good sukkah, just there was something extrinsic about it. Now, if you think for a moment, is there any way they could relate that to what we had said earlier? What were the two reasons why we pasuled sukkah tachas abayis? Either because shnei schachim, right? Or either because of what? It's a tzel problem. Right? Either because it's a tzel problem. It's a tzel from, it's a shadow from a schach that's pasul. So is there any way that you could perhaps relate that to the two ma'alchim there? I don't think so. I think no matter what you say, halach l'maisa, you're going to have to say that the ikar nekuda is, do you view the schach tachas abayis, either because of shnei schachim, or either because of the issue of tzel, it's not intrinsically considered to be a problem if you hold like we're paskining, that it's not considered to be a problem. The other Rishon, Rebark Regensburg, will say, no, it is sukkah psula, it is schach psula, and it's deemed as being schach psula. So that's the issue. Do you view the schach tachas abayis as being schach pasul? Or do you view it as just what? It's a problem, what? It's a problem in the Gavra, and therefore, Lamaisa, it's not considered to be kosher schach, but I could fix it, but that's called an extrinsic fix. Yes, David?
What's the smartest say that the schach is schach pasul when it's in the living room? That the roof and the schach are one entity? What's...
Yeah, in other words, either it's a shnei sochachim or it's a problem of the shadow. The shadow is coming from pasul dika schach. But we would deem that as, but the other smarter would say, listen, it's not metal, it's not one of the three. So the question is, how would you review that, halacha l'maisa? That would be the nekuda, what we would say. But it's very interesting, rarely do you have the first beginning of the Masechta shed so much light on what the psak halacha is going to be. Now, yeah, go ahead, Matthew.
Would everyone be willing to agree that if you made a hole in the roof first and then built the sukkah, it would be okay?
Definitely okay, without a doubt. They do that a lot in Eretz Yisrael, without a doubt. Definitely going to be okay, because there you have it. As long as you put up, the walls and spend, you have the roof there, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
According to this, shouldn't the Gemara put up tassel menorah by the Gemara where if you have a sukkah that's too small and then you dig in, that would also be an issue with tassel menorah?
Yeah, the Gemara in Daf Dalet says that you dig in, so the Pnei Yoshua asked that kasha. So the Pnei Yoshua asked that kasha there on Daf Dalet, but it's the same teretz. In other words, we don't view it as being a problem tassel menorah because it's not intrinsically metal. That's the machlekes. He brings up a machlekes Rosh and other Rishonim, but that's Gufa the Teretz that the Pnei Yoshua has. We don't view it as being schach posel if it's too high. Therefore, it's not a problem with tassel menorah. Yes, go ahead.
If you had a retractable roof, so during the chag, you'd be putting it up and down, would the time that you...
You mean above the schach?
Above the schach, we'd say have like an awning or some type of roof where like you can slide it.
Right, that would follow from us to be extrinsic also. So that would not deem it as being tassel and asu.
Okay.
Yeah, because many of the posts can talk about if you have plastic under the schach. If you have plastic under the schach, that taka might be a problem. look, but that's because it's under the schach. That's shnei schachim. But there you're talking about over the schach, just covering it. So that's just, that would be okay, you know, when you remove it. Not a problem. Okay. So this brings us to the following that I wanted to point out. So this is the way we paskin. We paskin like the Ramah, that it's definitely kosher, al-pidin, not a problem. Now, this notion that we're suggesting of tasav lumen asui comes out to be a tremendous chiddush, because regarding this kasha of the first kasha in the Masechta, the Tosis is bothered by the following. Tosis is bothered by, but there's a third Mishnah. There's a Mishnah later on, Elulav HaGalzer, talks about Hadassim. Now Hadassim, if there are more berries than leaves, it's possible. If there are more leaves than berries, it's kosher. So the Mishnah says, if the beginning of Yontif, there are more berries than leaves on the Hadassim, you know what it says? It says possible. And the Mishnah uses the following expression, V'miyatan kosher. If your dog ate the berries in the morning, by the morning there's more leaves than berries, it's kosher. So the Mishnah uses both expressions. It says miyatan and pasul. So he says, why didn't that come up? Why didn't the Gemara bring up the Mishnah? It's the same Masechta. Why you got to go to a Mishnah Erevin? Here we said psul and sukkah. By lula we say pasul and miyatan. Uses both. So Tosfos says the following. Tosfos says we only want to compare sukkah with mavui because it's the height of 20. It's the height of 20. The lulav has nothing, the hadassim has nothing to do with the height of 20. That's the first answer Tosfos gives. And then Tosfos gives another teretz. What's the other teretz? The other teretz is by hadassim, you need to teach me the takana, because I would have a havamina that if you put it together, if you put the arba minim together, when there were more berries than leaves, then I would think you're finished. There's no takana anymore. You can't fix it anymore. Kamash malam, you can fix it. Even if I put it together when there were more berries than leaves, I could still fix it. I can thank my dog for eating the berries. It's fine. I don't have to retake it apart and put it back together. Why would I have had a hava minim? Oh, if you hold lulav tzarech eged, there's a big machloikus whether lulav tzarech eged or not. We pass the lulav ain't tzarech eged. You can take the arba minim mezach or zed, no problem. But if you hold lulav tzarech eged, so I would have a hava minim of tasev lomina asui. It appears again, this topic, right here in the beginning, the first tais is the Masechta. Tasev lomin asui. Because if you put the arba minim together and you had more berries and leaves in your hadas, that's a problem. There's a chalos. And there's a chalos that took effect when you put together what the arba minim. And if the arba minim were problematic at that time, then you're going to have to take them apart and reassort them and recompile them. Because I would have a hava minim that's tasev lomin asui. What do you mean? My dog saved it? No. Lulav tzarech eged, there's a chalois at that time. It wasn't done properly. Take them apart and re-put them together. Yes, go ahead.
That's the answer to my question, but I'll ask it anyway. Which is, who says, sukkah, it says, ha-selcha. Who says, lulav is ha-selcha, lulav is ha-selcha.
Very good. Well,
the answer, I think, I just realized, is if you hold that, it requires egud.
If you hold eged, it's required to see. And not only that, we can even build that up more. There's a chiddush nifla of Rabbeinu Tam Tosfos quotes a gittin in the Hayim and Beis that women cannot put together the arba minim, and the Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam is absolutely wrong. Why? Because women are pater from arba minim. It's a mitzvah zman grama, and you need an asiya lishma. Rabbeinu Tam is understanding. If you need an asiya lishma, then if you're not yeshdu benetila, then you can't put it together. There's a famous din of called yeshdu b'ksiva by Sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. You can only be write up a Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah if you're mechuyev in it. If you're not mechuyev in it, you can't write it up. So the Rabbeinu Tam extends that even to Asiyas Lulav. Because he's assuming there's a din of Lishma, al pi halacha. And the Rabbeinu Tosfos rejects this Rabbeinu Tam. So you see clearly, al pi din, that you could build up this notion of Asiyas Lishma by Lulav and invoke the din of Tassel and Asui to the degree that Tosfos even says it here. That the reason why, and that's why he says we didn't bring up lulav here. Why didn't we bring up hadassim here? Because we needed to say, well, we only wanted to compare sukkah and lulav because they're the same height. This is a completely different category. Second terrence is no. Is that by hadass we needed to teach the lashon pasul umiyatan. Why did you need to teach the lashon of what? Miyatan? Because I would have a havamina that what? That I would think you'd have to take it apart and put it back again. Miyatan says, no, it's good. No problem. I would have a havamini, that's a problem. The Kiddush is, Kamashman, there is no problem of Tassel Lomino Atzri. At the end of the day, even according to Mandam Aluv Tzorchaget, there is no problem. Because we accept, we don't hold like Rabbi Natan that there's a Nasi Lishma. Maybe according to Rabbi Natan, maybe, I'm just wondering, maybe you would say it would be a problem, maybe according to Rabbi Natan, but we don't hold like Rabbi Natan. So just like a woman could put together the Arba Minim, she could also, halachalot, we could also have her thank our dogs, for we wouldn't have to we wouldn't have to take apart our aluminium, and the berries that were taken away would be fine. I'll peek in. So you see, again, Nachamol, this notion, Tassim Lassi comes appears right away in the beginning, what? The beginning of the Masechta. Now, I wanted to get to, this also speaks, very interestingly, this also speaks to, in essence, what really a sukkah really is. You know, Rashi, twice in the beginning of the Masechta, writes the ikar part of the sukkah is the schach. Rashi says in the beginning, he says, Shecham Sumru Mitzilos Amuto Barov Arif Kamishenov Al Shem Aschach Kruya Sukkah. He says, Al Shem Aschach Kruya Sukkah. Interesting. And Rashi repeats it later, says the same thing, the ikar is schach. Rashi says the same lashon later on the Amud. So, the Rav Zatzal pointed out very beautifully that there's a fundamental machlokes Rambam and the Rosh. And Daf Tesem and Alf, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the Schach. Atzei Schach is also B'Hana. The question is, does that Isra Hana apply also to the walls as well? The Rosh says explicitly it does not. And the Rambam argues. The Rambam says the Isra Hana applies both to the Schach and to the walls. And the way Reb Chaim wanted to say it, that this machloikis, the Rav wanted to say that Rashi is in alignment with the Rosh. Rashi and the Rosh said the ikar part of the sukkah is the schach. Sukkah means schach. The Rambam holds no, that the chefs of sukkah means not just the schach, but also the walls. The way Reb Chaim has it in his sefer is that everyone agrees the ikar part of the sukkah is schach. The question is, does this or not also apply to the elements that make up the mitzvah? You can't have a sukkah without walls, there's no doubt. So you need to have walls to create what? Create a structure of a sukkah. So the question is, that necessity of the walls, which allows you full of mitzvah, does Isra Hana apply to or not? The Rosh says not, because that's not the ikar. Chal Shem Shavam HaSukkah is only on the schach. It's not on the elements you need to make up the mitzvah. And the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds Isra Hana applies not only to the what? To the schach, but also applies to the elements you need to make up the sukkah, namely what? The walls. That's Reb Chaim's take. The Rav held not that way. The Rav, the Reb Chaim's grandson, said differently, that it's a fundamental machlokes of what the chefs of a sukkah is. Is the chefs of a sukkah only the schach, or is it also what? Also the walls as well. That's what they're arguing. And the Rav said that Rashi here in these two places is aligning himself with the Rosh. Once you say like this, halacha l'maisa, once you say like this, that there's this fundamental machlokes, we follow the Rav's theory, it could very well be the following. Why is it that a sukkah l'mal m'yeshimam is psula, that we pass like the chum? So the Gemara gives three approaches. According to Rabbah, you have to have cognition, you're sitting in a sukkah. If it's too high, you don't have cognition. According to Reb Zeira, the shade must come from the schach. If it's too high, it's going to come from the walls. According to Rabbah, you need to sit in a diris eroi, a temporary setting, but not in a kavua setting. More than 20 amas is a kavua setting. Three approaches in the Gemara. So the Gemara says on Beis and Beis that according to Rabbah, Reb Oshia says in the name of Rav, the machlokes tanoim to rebut in the Chacham is where the walls do not touch the schach. If the walls don't touch the schach and the schach is higher than 20 amas, 30 feet high, what's the din? Reb Yudah says, Kasher, come and say it's possible because you don't notice you're in the sukkah. But what happens if the walls touch the schach? So the Gemara says, well, your eyes are going to follow up the wall. Your eyes will follow the wall and you'll see the schach. Then it's kshayr according to everyone. That's what the Gemara says at Beis and Beis, if you follow Rabbah's approach. So Tosfos here on Beis and Beis, the second Tosfos asks Akasha. He says, what about near Chanak and Kuru? Kuru from the Mavu. Let's say you had walls that would go up to what? The Chanukiah. A Chanukiah higher than 20 amas is Psula. The Kura and the Mavu higher than 20 amas is Psula. But if I bring walls up to that, why shouldn't that be Kshayra? That's Tosfos Kasha.
Kura, there's always walls.
What'd you say?
Part of the definition of what's going on with the Mavu, there's always walls going on. No?
Right, there's walls on this side and this side, right? Those walls on this side, but let's say on the opening part, you'd have some type of structure that would reach up to the kura. I'm saying on the opening side, Taisa said. So Taisa asked this kasha. So what's Taisa's teretz? So Taisa says he believes that the kura is only a tefach. It's not thick enough, so people aren't going to notice it. People aren't going to, in the Chanukiah, people aren't going to notice it either. That's Taisa's teretz. It could very well be, says the Rav Zatzal, very beautifully, that we know, al pi halacha, that according to the Rambam, what do we say the ikar part of the sukkah is? The ikar part of the sukkah is not just the what, the schach, but also the walls. So the ikar part of the sukkah, the sukkah are also the walls, so therefore the person has recognition of not only the schach, but also the walls. So the walls going up and touching the schach solve that issue, because we said if there's space, then that's mafkia, the shlitas ayin, the fact that I can't notice it, is mafkia the din of what? Mafkia the din of gudasik. Gudasik means that if the wall's high enough, you can stretch it up aloch and sin into the schach. But if I can see lamaisa, if I won't notice it, the lack of shlitas ayin is mafkia the din of gudasik. But in a situation where the walls go all the way up, then I'm attaining that the chefs of the sukkah, according to the Rambam, fits very beautifully, is not just the schach, but also the walls as well. Then it's good. Whereas when it comes to what? Chanukiah, or when it comes to the kura, there's no notion of the walls being part of the mitzvah. Of course not. The wall's not part of the Chanukiah. The wall's not part of the kura. It's not a nature of the mitzvah. So the Rav wanted to say that for Emperor's this Taisus very well as well. This is the pshat in the Taisus. If you say like that, Shittas Rambam. So, Lamaisa, if you view the Rambam Shita, and how do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? We paskin in Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam, that there's an Isra not only on the schach, but also on the walls as well. And then when we go back to what we said in the beginning of this year, that Sukkah Tachas Abayis can have what? Two cases. So, Halacha Lamaisa, when you what? When you build it in the house, the din is Halacha Lamaisa. We said two cases. You could build a suspend the schach in your living room, or you could build actually the Mechitza. That when we talk about the sukkah, the Rambam argues with Rashi, and Rashi means both. And we paskin like the Rambam Alpi Din. So not only the schach has to be, you know, can't be toch habayis, the mechitzas of the funnels of the sukkah cannot be toch habayis either. The whole sukkah itself. Now, we paskin like the Rambam against the Rashi, it's Yisra no, the schach on the walls. Is it also an Issa D'Oraisa or not? That's a machloikas taz bach. Everyone agrees the Yisra no, on the schach is D'Oraisa. On the walls, a machloikas taz bach, whether it's an Issa D'Rabban or an Issa D'Oraisa. Then the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe, they talk about the floor of the sukkah. So if it's dirt floor, then that's not. But if you put mats in, or you put a carpeting, then that taka, Rav Moshe says, it's considered to be noise sukkah. We also for you to derive benefit from it. I mean, to walk on it is fine, but to derive benefit from it would not be proper. You know, some people put mats on their floor of their sukkah, that would be a problem, I'll be din. Because that would include that as well, I'll be alochi. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
What practically would be deriving benefit from the mats before?
I remember as a kid, you know, I like sports a lot. So I remember as a kid, let's say you throw your tennis ball, throwing it against the wall of the sukkah. You know, practicing grounders, if you're a good shortstop, you know what I mean? Something like that. Is that proper? No, it's more than improper. It's usher. You're deriving benefit from it. I'll be alochi. Here you're chucking the tennis ball, you know, the ground ball. That's an Isra Hana. It's not right. Aye, but you hold like Rashi in a rush, it's only on the schach, then they say it's okay. We accept the Rambam, Al Pi Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Might even be an Isra D'Oraisa, says Machlis Taz Bach, on the walls. Yeah, go ahead.
What
would
the Isra D'Oraisa
be? There's a din of Chal Shem Shamayim, Al Sukkah, and Dav Tesem and Aleph. It's a Chagigin. It's an Isra Hana. You're not allowed to drive the Hana from it. It says you're abusing it. It's a chil of the kedusha of it.
You take that gemara very literally. That's an issur d'oraisa.
Yeah. The schach definitely an issur d'oraisa. Might even apply to the walls too. An issur d'oraisa. Absolutely. Mamash an issur d'oraisa. Now it's something unique about sukkah. We say chal shem shemayim chagiga on the sukkah, but at the same time, it's not like lulav. There is a riff in sukkah daf lamed omer aluf that says that mitzvah baba avera applies only quotes the Baal HaTosef. A lot of times the Ritva quotes Baal HaTosef and not on the daf. The Ritva quotes Baal HaTosef, the mitzvah Baba Avera only applies the mitzvahs that engender Ritzui. You know what Ritzui is? Kapara. Special relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael of atonement. So it only applies to lulav, shofar, korbanos, and he says kiyotzebo. But he, in that piece in the Rif and Daf Lamed, sukkah is not one of them. So on one hand, sukkah is chal shem shamayim, it's like a chagiga, it's chalois, and machlik zrub lozrub ikiv yur alfa mezen sukkah, were they booths or were they anani akavod? We pask an anani akavod, and therefore it's likuva, says the Bach. When you say kiddush, the first night of sukkahs, you must have in mind the anani akavod. You must make that announcement to your family that we are remembering the anani akavod. It's likuva. That's what the Bach writes. You have to remember that. So even though it's chal shem shamayim chagiga and it's a relationship, anani akavod, but it's still not ritzui. And therefore, the Gemara needs to dig up a special pasuk, Chag HaSukkah Tasalcha, that there's a din of Sukkah Gzula. If it wasn't for that pasuk, I would think that Sukkah Gzula would be kosher. Because Mitzvah Bo Ba'Aveira only applies to Lulav, Shofar, Lulav's Meratz Amayim, Tainis Bezim and Beis, Rav Orman Zatzal pointed out. Right? The Lulav's Meratz Amayim, Shofar's Meratz, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches, it's the Chavav Meraf Kiflin Domi. The Shofar puts us in the inter-sanctum of Hashem. And we know Karbonis is for Kapar also. He says Kiyotzebo. I don't know what other mitzvahs he's referring to. Maybe Stalker, maybe. Or maybe Davening. Mitzvahs then in general. He says Kiyotzebo. It doesn't tell you which ones are Ritzu. But even though Sukkah is Chal Shem Shamayim, and it's Anani HaKavod, but it still doesn't have the element of Ritzu. What'd you say? That's what I mentioned. That's what I thought of. He stole a stolen sitter, maybe. But usually people aren't so makbid. They let whatever, you know, hopefully the guy's not makbid. But if the Yetzirah guy was mocking, maybe it would be a problem. So you see clearly, halacha l'maisa, you see that this is uniqueness and special. And I wanted to focus a moment, l'maisa, on this, what we meant by this Bach. What do we mean by this Bach? That you have to have cognition. You have to have cognition, you have to have realization. Now, there is a concept, the Sfasemis points out, in the Gemara area called Amaltara. Do you know what Amaltara is? Amaltara is a good way to translate it is like a panel. I don't know if panel is the best way, but let's say if you built an Amaltara, even though your kura is higher than 20 amas, but if there's an Amaltara, some type of a panel that would be distinct and noticeable, the Gemara says it's okay for a kura. Yeah, and you had a horizontal kura would be 30 amas high, but I built some like some panel or something that is really noticeably unique, so that would machshir it even though it's higher than 20. So the Sfasemis brings up here, what happens if you had a sukkah that the schach is higher than 20 and you built an amaltara? You built this like some type of structure that would have people look at it and people would notice it.
The amaltara itself would have to be the schach, no?
Oh, that's a question. Would the amalta, maybe not, Lamaisa. Maybe the amalta would not have to be schach. Maybe it would not have to be schach. He brings up the possibility, would it be kosher? So he says, at first glance, he thought to himself that he thought it would be good. But he was medayik from a Rashi that we saw in the beginning of the Masechta. Rashi says, again, I'm Bezim and Aleph. He says, an unbelievable thing, Rashi. I'm a regional Lushan. He says, you have to have recognition that you're sitting under schach. Says Rashi the following. Says Rashi, Laman Yedu Asay Sukkah Shivasa Nikaris Lacha. Tiksiv Yedu Kibisukkah Shafti Sivisi Leshev, Hoki Darshav, Avakaveda Yotzvi Pshutu, the heck of another cover, Miu Darshinway Ladrasha. You need it to be Nikaris, Shivasa Nikaris Lacha. Meaning the Schach itself, exactly what you brought up. The Schach itself has to be what? Noticeable. Not from this outside thing, this Amaltra, this panel, this structure that you built. How do you build some type of owl or something, metal owl? Or some type of metal bird that would have people looking at it up to see the schach. No, it has to be nikaris from the schach itself. So the Sfasemis says at first glance he thought it was good. Now he backed out of it. Because the ikar part of the sukkah, according to Rashi, we built up, Rashi and the Rush comes from the schach. It has to be noticed from the schach itself. Yeah, none of that covered itself. And if it's not noticeable by it from the schach itself, even though it's something external, it's bad. Halacha l'maisa. He leaves it as a sarachim. But I want to note, what exactly is this Bach driving at? That kiddush, we have to realize we're sitting in the structure of a sukkah, schach, anani akavod, rashi and rosh the schach. The Rambam says the what? The funnels, at least according to the Rav. See, Reb Chaim held that there's no way that there's the chefs of a sukkah includes the walls. Because the Gemara says in Daf Zayin, If there's more sun than shade from the walls, that doesn't bother me. You need to have more shade from the sun regarding from the schach, but what comes from the walls, I don't care about. So the Reb Chaim said, you see from there, the walls are not significant. I don't know how the Rav's going to deal with that raya from his grandfather, Dav Zion, but the Rav formulated this machlokes as they're arguing what the lumdus of the chefs of a suk is. Is it the schach, or is it also applied in the walls? Yeah, go ahead.
Couldn't you defend the Rav by saying that the function of the schach has to be rugotel, and therefore if there's rov sons, and so therefore it's going to be possible when it comes to the walls, that's not necessarily
it's a special prat, you mean. I mean, both the suk is made up of the schach and the chefsa, all the walls, but this prat of the shade has to flow from the schach. Maybe you could say like that. It's a good suggestion, perhaps. But nonetheless, I wanted to mention that was the achreich of the Reb Chaim. Okay. So I want to crystallize now, what does the Bach mean? Can't just sound zog the Bach. What does it mean? The Bach says the three mitzvahs in Shulchan Aruch in the Tur, that the Torah says Laman. There's a machlokes all over Shas whether mitzvah srichas kavana or not. Machlokes tanoim, machlokes amoroim. And I want you to note that this machlokes applies the mitzvah d'oraisa and mitzvah d'rabbanan. Applies the mitzvah d'oraisa kriyas shma d'oraisa. It applies to koreh, gemara hazim sok, and that's mitzvah d'rabbanan. So it's a machlokes all over Shas, both are mitzvah d'oraisa and mitzvah d'rabbanan. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Samech mitzvah srichas kavana. But the Magen Avraham says the name of Chumas or Abaz, that's only by Mitzvah D'oraisa. Mitzvah D'rabbanan don't need Kavan. Right, to the Bir Agro, I disagree. The Bir Agro says both Mitzvah D'oraisa and Mitzvah D'rabbanan need Kavan. So it's a machleik is what the scope of the Pesach is. But what is the case where they argue? So the Chai Adam says beautifully. The Chai Adam writes the following three scenarios. On one polar, let's say you take the biggest tzaddik in the world. You know Shas is a tzaddik. And the second before he shakes the lulav, he starts thinking about the ball game. You see, you can be a tzaddik even though you're thinking about the ball game, right? At least for a second. But he thinks about for the ball game for a second. What's it been? The old mitzvah srichas kavana, are you yotze? Yes, says the Chai Adam. But I was thinking about the ball game the second before. Kol osa, al das rishona hu osa. He was preparing, he's getting ready. So just because he daydreams for a second, that's not a concern. The old mitzvah answer is coming, of course she yotze. So that's on one polar. What's the other polar? Let's take a Jew who's never heard of Hanukkah in his life. Never. And he lights a candle on one of the nights of Hanukkah, either for a birthday of his wife or his children, or because he can't see. But he has to light a candle at night. Is he yotze Hanukkah or not? The old mitzvah answer is coming, the old mitzvah is coming, of course he's not. What happens to your mitzvah saying shukas kavana? Also not. He's misasek. He doesn't know what's flying. So then what is the case where they argue in Shas? What's the middle case where we crystallize this machlaikis? Tokei l'shir. You sit in shul on Rosh Hashanah. You're a Talmud Chacham. You know all the dinner. But you love the way this guy blows a shofar. It's like sitting in a symphony. And when you listen, you are not doing it to fulfill the mitzvah Hashem. You are doing it because you love the sound of the shofar. Baal Tokei Abayas is an expert clarinet player. He's such a great Baal Tokei. A person could actually say it sounds like a clarinet. What would you say? If you own mitzvah srichas kavana, you're not yotze. He didn't do it for the kavana of mitzvah Hashem. If you own mitzvah srichas kavana, he's sitting in shul, he knows what he's doing, but he's doing it for the shir, doesn't make him still yotze. That's the case. So the Bach is Mechadish that there are three places in the Torah where the Torah used the word Laman for the sake of Sitzis, Tfillin, and Sukkah. And when the Torah describes all those three mitzvahs, he says you need Kavana Le'ikuvah. Even according to the Man Domrod's mitzvahs, ain't Sukkah's Kavana, you better have the right mindset when you do Sitzis, Tfillin, and Sukkah. And that's why you have to understand that when you sit in Sukkah the first night, you have to know the Anani HaKavod's on your mind, what it's all about, and that's the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, Yud Aleph HaMeis. Question of what the gear is, because usually we pass like Rabbi Akiva. In our Gemara, Rabbi Akiva is the one who held booths, but we hold Anani HaKavod. It could be that if you look in the Torah Sfonim, they're different Tanoim. So that's how maybe you get out of that problem. But that's the Chiddush that the Bach wants to work. The Bach wants to bring out of this thing. Oh, so this, yeah, go ahead, Dave.
And when Rabbi says that the kavan is ma'ake, for those, what kavan is ma'ake? Just that I'm doing a mitzvah?
Yes, that I'm fulfilling the words of Hashem to be bekabel moch shamayim, and this I'm doing a mitzvah Hashem Hashem. It's different, the Rav said, than lishma. Lishma is different than kavan. Lishma could be your motivation. You know, the reason why you're sitting in the sukkah, because you want people to say you're a great guy. You want people to give you a good shidduch. That's different. Lishma is motivation. See, a person can be also to the Torah mitzvah shemitoch shalol lishma, bol lishma. You can do something shalol lishma and have the right kavanah. You follow what I'm saying? So that's a different concept, lishma. We're talking about the notion of kavanah. Okay. This leads us, I want to get to now, the Marcheshes. You know who the Marcheshes was? Marcheshes was one of the Gedolei Yisrael. He was the oldest dying on the Beis Din of Reb Chaim Moser. Great, great gaon, the Marcheshes. And he is a phenomenal chiddush. They say story about him, Rachmana Litzlan, when the Nazis killed him. It took like 9-10 squads to kill him. It was like a nay snigler. He wouldn't die. The Nazis were very frightened. That's what the story is told. The koyach that he had was an unbelievable koyach. He was one of the great gedolim, was involved in the Mizrahi movement. That's what it was, his belief in Ashkofe. And they say a story that Reb Chaim Moser used to tell Rav Gusman Zatzal, the great Gaon Rav Gusman Zatzal. Rav Gusman was the youngest dying. He would tell Rav Gusman to give drashas in the different Bata Knesset in Vilna against Mizrahi. So one time Rav Gusman mustered up enough courage and he asked Reb Chaim Moser, he said, what about the Marcheshes? Why are you asking me to give it again, you know, the Marcheshes involved? So Reb Chaim Moser said that if all Mizrachimics would like the Racheshes, I would also be a Mizrachimic. That's what they say the story. So, Racheshes has a phenomenal chiddush in the Sefer. The truth is, most Rishonim hold like Rava, that the reason why it's higher than 20 is because it's a problem of Keva. It's not a Roy. If it's Keva, it's possible. But there are some Rishonim, the Ravid has, there are some other Rishonim besides the Ravid that we had, that paskin like who? That paskin like Rabba. It was the Ravid. Also, I believe it was Rabbeinu Hananel also that said like this. It was the Ravid, Rabbeinu Hananel. Yeah, Rabbeinu Hananel about Ither and the Ravid. Remember the three Rishonim that held like Rabba. If you hold like Rabba, that the notion is cognition, it's possible to suggest, says the Marcheshes, that unless you're 100% certifiably knowledgeable that your sukkah is kosher, then it's a problem. Why? Because you need yediyah. What is yediyah? 100% yediyah that I know that I'm sitting in the booth or the ananiya kofar. What happens if you have a sfeik sfeikin? Sfeik sfeikin we know is what? Is mutter. It's good. Could you rely on a sfeik sfeikin? Let's say you had a sfeik sfeikin on the kashas for your sukkah. Would it be good? Pashas, I would have said yes. Says the Marcheshes, no. Because you have to be 100% certifiably sure of ados. You could put it on the list of halachas that require yediyah. There's certain halachas require yediyah, like avelus, Rachman al-Islam. A person's not an oval until he has yediyah. A bala taruvis, in order to do bitl and a taruvis with a meat soup with a drop of milk, you need the bala taruvis that has to have yediyah. For the din of mamzeris, you need yediyah. For the din of orla, you need yediyah. There's certain categories you need yediyah. Put this on the list, according to Marcheshes, sukkah. Sukkah, you need yediyah that you're sitting in a sukkah, certifiably 100% that it's kosher. Even if I had a sfeik, says the Marcheshes, that would not be acceptable, I'll be halacha. Because I have to know proactively 100% that it's considered to be what? Considered to be good, I'll be din. Okay. Now, the last thing I wanted to close with is the second Tosis in the Masechta. Second Tosis in the Masechta deals with what we had talked about before, the first kasha in the Masechta. But what was the Gemara's answer? Why by Sukkah did it say can't leave it hanging? Can't leave us hanging with the kasha? So the Gemara's answer is, you know why it said psula by Sukkah? Because Sukkah is the Yeraisin. So it teaches the word psula. Mavu is the Rabbanan, so it teaches the Takanta. That's the first answer. And then Gemara gives another answer. By the Yeraisin will also teach the Takana, but since Sukkah, there's so many words you'd have to say in the Mishnah, because there's four cases in the Mishnah, it would be too much. Wouldn't be terse and succinct. So therefore, we teach the word psula, and that's it. Whereas mavu is not so many dinim, so we teach the takanta. Those are the two terutzim in the Gemara. Those are the two terutzim the Gemara gives. So the Rishonim are bothered by the following kashin. Rishonim are bothered by, and it's very interesting, halacha l'maaseh, according to the terutz of the Gemara says the word pasul. What does the word pasul mean? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that there are rules and regulations, and you failed. There are rules and regulations, you cannot have a sukkah higher than 20. If it's higher than 20, it's psula. It means there was a halacha taught, and you failed. Mashenkin by Adin Rabbanan, it wasn't taught yet. So therefore, we cannot say the word pasul. Pasul implies it was a din already learned and taught, and you failed fulfilling it. Whereas by Mavu, it was a din Rabbanan, it wasn't taught already. So therefore, you could teach the takanta. So, Lamaisa, that's what Rashi says. However, Tosfos has a different shot. Tosfos is not shaykh to say the word yamat by what? By a din d'oraisa. Why? Because if you say yamayin, what would it imply? If you say lower the schach, what would that imply? That if you didn't lower it, maybe b'di'evit it's kosher, which is not true. B'di'evit it's pasul. That's one teretz of Tosfos. And the second teretz of Tosfos is that the word yamayin is a chumra mashma, that it's a chumra ba'alma. But psula conveys that it's d'oraisa. So those are Tosfos' two teretz. So I want to just close with the Rishonim ask a kasha on Rashi. According to Rashi, and Tosfos already picks that up. Tosfos asks, Im Kain, why didn't it say Takanta by both? See, what did Rashi say? Rashi said, the reason why the Gemara says, the reason why the Mishnah says Sukkah is what? Yema'ei, and why it says Psulabai, because it wanted to teach the Din. Yes? It wanted to teach the din that you failed to not fulfill the halacha. But that did not, what is that masber to us? That just masber to us why it said psula by sukkah. It wasn't masber to us why yemai is inappropriate by sukkah. You follow what I'm saying? According to Rashi, only took care of why it was masber psula. But it didn't take care of why yemai is inappropriate by sukkah. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Rishonim are bothered by according to Rashi. It only took care of why psula is a problem. Okay, fine, psula is a problem. But also teach the word yamai. You follow what I'm saying? That's the difficulty. Just Rashi in the first kashin teretz of the Masechta. According to Rashi, just it was masber the Gemara why it said psula, but it wasn't masber why it said yamai. Say yamai. What's wrong with yamai? By the rights, you want to teach apostles. So teach that. So why can't you teach yamai? So the Ritva says an amazing pshat according to Rashi. We normally view these as two separate terutzim in the Gemara. The Ritva says, according to Rashi, it's not two terutzim. It's one complements the other. The Kavanas of Gemara is that Sukkah has a lot of words. That's why I could not have teach the Takanta. Meaning, not two separate terutzim. The second teretz complements the first, really all one answer. The first answer is Masberti, why Psul is appropriate. The second Nakuda is to Masberti, why Yamoy is not appropriate. Because there would be too many, there are four dinim in the Mishnah. Would have to say lower to 20. Would have to say you only have two walls, you have three walls. Would have to say you need more shade than sunlight. Right? You need at least 10 tefachim. That would be too big of a Mishnah. We always want to be succinct in Mishnayos. So now we didn't leave the Gemara hanging with the, we didn't leave the, in the Shiv the Gemara hanging with the Kasha. We have the Teretz. Most Yishonim say they're two distinct Terutzim. However, there is no doubt Al pi halacha, that according to Rashi, says the Ritva, that really it's all one answer. Why psul is appropriate, why yemayit is not appropriate. It's all one answer, and there are two different akudas on that one answer. Now, Tyson, that same Tyson, says, what about by a Chanukiah? Chanukiah, why doesn't it say what? Why does it say psula? Chanukah is only thrown upon him. Because you would say yemayit, you know what I would think? Take the Chanukiah that's lit, 30 amas high, lower it. That's a problem. Why is that possible? If I hold a halakos mitzvah, it's got to be lit in what? The right place. If I hold a hanachos mitzvah, what's wrong with that? I'm placing it in the right place because I'm marsayin. Someone might think I'm lowering it to what? To read a book or to be able to walk properly so I won't stumble on the stairs. That will be concern of marsayin. And that's why by Hanukkah, we taka say the word pasul, even though it's a dindarabon. Okay, everyone should have a great sukkahs. And we should fulfill the sukkah properly, but not in a bias. Okay, be well. Baruch Hashem Tov. Go ahead, everybody. Look, Matt, it's good to see you. Baruch Hashem Tov. Watch the Chazor. Oh, good to see you. What's your name? Rothblatt?
Yeah.
Sure, are you in? Very good. Okay, good. Good to see you. Good to see you. You running the program?